if I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice.
Oh, yeah, that's my cue. When the guy says, I feel nice by Sugar and Spice, we come back with some awesome content. This time, as I've been touting for the last 20 minutes, we have got absolutely one of the superstars at the University of Miami Health System. We have got Bradford W. Lee, MD, MSc. I'm not sure what all the letters stand for, but I'll tell you this. He did go to Harvard. He did go to London School of Economics. He did go to Stanford. And, doctor, they put it on your resume. Got to just throw it out there. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
No, it's my pleasure. They set the bar high for you, so you better be good today, I'm telling you.
I'll try my best.
All right, now here we go, and I didn't even say it yet. The doctor is an ophthalmologist. He specializes in oculofacial plastic surgery. It's like the first time I've ever gotten a specialty right. At the University of Miami's Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute and at UHealth, he's based out of the Institute's Palm Beach Gardens office. Hey, so here's a softball. What is the field of oculofacial plastic surgery? I'm going to keep saying it. I love that word.
That's a great question, Jim. I find myself answering this all the time because my friends and family don't know what it is either. But it's basically a subspecialty of ophthalmology, and we have dual expertise in both ophthalmology as well as plastic surgery of around the eyes and the face. And so, you know, what this allows us to do is really have specialized expertise in problems that, you know, involve the eyelids, you know, the eye socket, the eyebrows, the cheeks, and basically the whole face.
You know, people might say, well, does anybody ever need this? And I would just respond, hey, when I was a little kid playing Little League, one of the guys on my team, his old man forgot to untie the cleat when they pulled the boat out. Well, you can imagine where that landed, and boy, it wasn't pretty. Poor guy. So it sounds to me like there's opportunities all day long for you to see people.
Absolutely. There's numerous conditions that we treat. It's a very wide spectrum from trauma to cancer to aesthetic and cosmetic surgery. So, you know, our field really is very diverse.
You know, now I got to admit it, I stay up late at night and I read this stuff. You know, I heard that I read that one of your specialties is thyroid eye disease. Now, I've had a bunch of friends that have had different problems with thyroid, from my wife who has a kidney problem to a friend of mine who fell on the ground and got paralyzed with a thyroid thing. So tell me, what's thyroid eye disease?
Yeah, so thyroid eye disease, you've probably seen people in people that you know or in everyday life where their eyes are very bulging out of their sockets, and it almost looks like they're staring, but they're not trying to stare at you. But what happens is that in people with Graves' disease or hyperthyroidism, very oftentimes it can affect the eyes. And the eyes bulge, the lids pull, you know, the lids retract and show all the whites of their eyes. And it's actually a very disfiguring condition for a lot of patients. It's very sad because patients say they look in the mirror and they just don't even recognize themselves anymore.
Well, that's really horrible. And you know, that's something that, you know, needs to be addressed. Now, I got to just say is that I just got a text from one of our listeners. They want to see you when they turn 60 to get their eyes done. Now, do you do that too?
Yes, I do a lot of cosmetic facial surgery. Like I said, it's very nice that we have a very diverse field. So, you know, while I do a lot of, you know, cosmetic eyelid surgeries, we also do eyelid surgeries that are for, you know, just drooping, covering people's vision, or trauma or reconstruction after skin cancers are removed from the eyelids. So, to answer your question, I do a lot of cosmetic as well as reconstructive and medical eyelid surgery as well.
Just got another tweet. Maybe the people can hear my phone popping in the background. I don't know. But this time it was from my wife. Apparently, and I haven't signed a HIPAA notice here, apparently she's seen you. Now, when I went to Bascom-Palmer, the guy was thrilled because I got good vision, and it was like a vacation for him. But let's talk about this for a minute. You use a laser for skin resurfacing that helps with you know, eyelid and facial scarring. Now, I know a lot of people have that. I got like a little black beauty mark here, like where the ladies in the 60s used to put the beauty pencil. So my wife is always freaking me out about getting that taken off. What do you do with that stuff?
Yeah, so actually this is something that I've done a lot of work on, and we've presented at our national meetings at the Academy of Ophthalmology. But, you know, here at Bascom Palmer, we're very blessed to have some of the state-of-the-art technology for laser resurfacing for aesthetic purposes. And, you know, we were the first, to report the treatment of, you know, scarring around the eyelids, whether due to burns, whether due to surgery or trauma. And the scarring around the eyelids can be very debilitating because the eyelids are very dynamic structures. So if you can imagine the eyelids becoming scarred and tethered, you know, this prevents your eyes from closing, it causes your lids to flip outwards, and it can be very disfiguring as well. So what we did is we actually applied, you know, cosmetic lasers that are typically used for tightening the skin and getting rid of wrinkles. And, you know, we applied these to the scar tissue around the eyes and had some really dramatic results that are not achievable with the traditional approach, which is surgery and skin grafting. And so, we're submitting this. We're writing up a paper right now to share our findings with the rest of the world.
Now, how long have you been at Bascom Palmer?
Yeah, so I actually was fortunate to get one of the coveted residency spots at Bascom Palmer. So I did my residency there from 2010 to 2013.
Wow.
I left to do my fellowship training with my mentor, Don Kikawa, and Bobby Korn in San Diego. And then Bascom Palmer gave me a call out of the blue and asked if I would consider coming back to join the faculty. So I've actually been on the faculty now since September.
Yeah, I'll bet that was a big surprise given your expertise here. I know that Dr. Goldschmidt likes to collect the best of the best, and it looks like that's you. Now, we only have a minute left. So real quickly, what happened in San Diego and what number can people call for information to get to see you?
Yeah, so, you know, the Bascom Palmer has a centralized scheduling line, and, you know, the number is 305-326-6000. Again, that's 305-326-6000. And you just have to ask for, you know, if you'd like to make an appointment, you can ask to make an appointment with Dr. Bradford Lee. We do have 5 Dr. Lees at Bascom Palmer, so you have to specify Dr. Bradford Lee.
You're terrific.
And I would be happy to see you.
You're terrific.
I have a clinic, and I operate in Palm Beach Gardens, and I also operate in Miami from time to time.
Dr. Bradford Lee, a blessing on our community. A lot of people are going to have a lot of long-term issues that would have really given them some real problems addressed by you. I want to thank Dr. Goldschmidt and his team for bringing you to town.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's our pleasure. Hopefully we'll have you back again. I can have my wife on, the two of you can kibitz live. It would be absolutely awesome. Awesome. Okay.
Sounds great. It would be my pleasure.